the sutra of conscious breathing is a very important text that has been studied and practiced by Buddhists of many generations. I would like to present to you the first exercise that is proposed by the Buddha in that sutra. Breathing in, I know that I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know that I'm breathing out. Quite simple. The idea is that while you breathe in, you recognize your in-breath as in-breath, and you recognize the out-breath as the out-breath. And since there are so many words in these sentences, we can just retain two words, in and out. When you breathe in, you just say in silently. And when you breathe out, you just say out silently. And the word in and out are there to help your concentration. And we should not be stuck in the words. When I see someone, and if I can call his name or her name, that someone seems to appear more clearly to me. When I eat my lunch and I pick up a piece of tofu, I might like to call tofu by its name. And by doing so, I make the piece of tofu more real. That is part of the practice of mindfulness, to call things by their names. You don't have to call them loudly. You can call them their names in your mental. But by doing so, you make the thing appear more real to you. So when you practice breathing in, you say in order for your in-breath to appear to you in a more real way. And when you breathe out, you say out. The words are to do this. The practice is very simple, but to me, it is very important and very effective. First of all, it can stop the thinking. When you breathe like that, you focus all your attention to the breathing, and you become your breathing. You become your breathing. You are your breathing. And when you are your breathing, you will find out that you are more than your thinking. Usually people think a little bit too much, and most of their thinking is not very useful. And in fact, they can be harmful. And when we think too much, we worry too much, we cannot sleep. And in order to stop the thinking, the best way to me is to practice conscious breathing. You just breathe in and you say in, you just breathe out and you say out. And if you practice like that for 5 minutes, you give yourself a 5 minute rest. Because the in and the out is not thinking. In and out are words, they are mantras, in order to help you to focus your attention on your breathing, and you become your breathing. So the first function of conscious breathing is to help you to stop thinking, because thinking very often is less than being. When someone brings you a flower, and if you are thinking, you miss the flower. And this is the story that is told many, many times in the Zen circles. One day the Buddha was standing in front of a community of 1,250 monks and nuns, holding a flower like this, without saying anything. For quite some time, and the whole congregation was completely silent. Everyone was trying to think, to find out what is behind that kind of gesture. Everyone seemed to be thinking very hard, and the Buddha kept being silent. And after some time, a gentleman from down there, he smiled. And then seeing that the Buddha was very happy, he smiled back. And he said something like this, "I have a treasure of insight, and I have just transmitted to Mahakashyapa." Mahakashyapa is the name of the person who just smiled to the flower. I guess that all students of Zen know this story. And still many people are still trying to find out what is behind that kind of of story, come a subject of meditation. When I read it, I saw it like this. When someone show you a flower, he wants you to see the flower. He wants you to see the flower. And if you keep thinking about the meaning of something, you miss the flower. And everyone was thinking except one person. And that person is Mahakashyapa. And that is why Mahakashyapa has been venerated as the patriarch of flower arrangements, of the art of flower arrangement, because he can see the flowers. If you cannot see flowers, how can you arrange them?